views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Now is the time for your weekly dose of natural medicine and education. Join Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and psychic Todd Rolson as they share their inspiration with humanity and discuss the healing benefits of Cambo medicine. The results are astounding. Coming up in the next hour of Cambo Talk Radio, discover how Cambo realigns the true self. Now, here are your hosts, Ginny and Todd.
Humble yourself in the spirit of the Cambo. You gotta bend down low. Humble yourself to the spirit of the Cambo. It's gonna show you the way, and we shall lift each other up. Higher and higher, we shall lift each other up. Humble yourself to the spirit of Cambo. You gotta bend down low. Humble yourself to the spirit of the Cambo. It's gonna show you the way, and we shall lift each other up. Higher and higher, we shall lift each other up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cambo Talk with Ginny and Todd. It's Monday, Todd.
Yes, another Monday.
That came really fast.
It did.
yesterday, of course, was Mother's Day. Did you get a hold of your mom?
Of course.
Awesome. And I had a great Mother's Day also, so heard from all of my kids. So without going much further, I certainly want to say hi to Justin. Hey, Justin.
Hi, Ginny and Todd. How are you both today?
Doing great. Did you do something nice for your mom yesterday?
I did. My girlfriend and I had, my girlfriend made chocolate-covered strawberries for her.
Oh, wonderful. That's my favorite. Lovely.
Score a bonus point.
Well, exactly. Well, good job, Justin.
Thank you.
We're happy you're here. It's been a whole week since we saw you. So it's nice to know we're all back and doing well.
Yeah.
I'm just back from the 2 weeks of training. And so I'm feeling a little I can finally let myself down. And
yeah. And we've talked about the training. They're super intense, and especially holding space for everybody.
It is.
And
very intense.
Observing and allowing people to go through their processes with a little guidance. I mean, I totally get it.
Definitely. It's very intense.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Yeah, I'm super glad to be back. And it's always fun at the end. Everybody has this great transformation, and they all even look different when they leave. And so they're all ready to go out into the world and carry Cambo.
Beautiful.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, today we had talked about last week that we were going to have Karen on, and unfortunately she has gotten sick. And after all of the work we've done, and sometimes after you've been so intensely holding space and you kind of let things down, you don't feel so good afterwards.
Yeah. And it's all about timing. It's all fine. You know, we love to go in the flow. It's part of being intuitive and, just allowing the universe to kind of guide you. So we wish Karen a healthy, speedy recovery. And I'm sure we'll talk more, because, you know, a lot of what we've been focusing on as I've been looking back at the programs is the training and the IAKP. And, you know, of course, Karen started that, and the tribes and the medicine, and we love more than anything those is just allowing the universe to continue, and that's what we're doing today. So we have a new subject today, don't we?
Yeah, today I really wanted to talk about Cambo versus the psychedelics.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of misunderstanding around it. A lot of people think that Cambo is a psychedelic, and it is not. And so, I wanted to talk a little bit about the differences in them and how they all work, and kind of go into that space just to give some clarity to people around the whole thing.
Yeah, and I really want to talk, because the spirits talk to me of the medicine spirits of anything for that matter, just tuning in, and uh, I'm this is a subject I would love to talk about because I like to see the differences from spirit wise, from energy wise, and vibration wise. Because as we mentioned with Cambo, Cambo is a very high medicine, and it is a straight up medicine. It is not a hallucinogenic, as we've talked about. So, you know, this is great. I love this subject.
Yeah, me too. And in the forest, they call Cambo the doctor of the forest. So that in itself just gives it a different vibration and a different energy, that it is the doctor of the forest.
Yeah. And in a way, I don't even like to classify, you know, Cambo as the same as, you know, some of the other hallucinogenics, which honestly, Jenny knows a lot more. I think you've tried some of them too.
I have. Yes.
But what are we in a way where this isn't a comparison, but we have to talk about it.
Yeah, we have to talk about the differences because, I mean, in one way, this is a frog.
Yes.
And most of the other psychedelics are plants.
Oh, you know, okay.
With the exception of the bufo frog, which doesn't even come from the jungle. That comes from the desert.
Ah.
So,
that's a big difference right there, isn't it?
It's a very big difference. And, you know, we are kind of finding as time goes on that really the frog secretion and the bufo secretions, that they really don't mix very well.
Oh, interesting.
So we're seeing some issues around that for people who take a lot of.
So what are we talking about? What are some of the hallucinogens or hallucinogenic plants that we want to talk about?
Well, I think the biggest one, the one that most people have heard of and are most interested in, of course, is ayahuasca, because there's been a big influx of tourists into Peru and Brazil too, but mostly Peru going and doing ayahuasca retreats.
Right.
So that's probably what most people are aware of. And they are, and I have done that also. I did go to the jungle a few years ago and spent 10 days deep in the jungle.
And we want to hear about that because I've heard about it. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's quite a, it was quite a journey. I always say it was kind of my hero's journey. You know, I wasn't really so interested in doing the ayahuasca. I just needed to get out of my own comfort zone and go, not be afraid. So I was really going down there to deal with some of my fears. And considering the fact that I had never done anything, I never even really smoked a cigarette until I was, you know, much, much older. And so knew nothing about psychedelics or any of those kind of
And you have to understand, you are hearing this on the radio, but Ginny is like one of those kind of church lady people. And I love her for that because that's what makes her so good in Cambo. She's very like things need to be safe and comfortable and clean.
Definitely.
So for her to go down there and I want to get into that story a little bit. What other medicines are we talking about? What other hallucinogens? Of course, some people will refer them to medicines and in a way they are. So I want to make sure and say that too.
Yes. In a way that, I mean, in the jungle, they call them that. I know in our culture, it's not really, you know, you wouldn't talk about it quite so much. But there is also the mushrooms. And most people are very aware of that too, the magic mushrooms. And that's also.
But how about out of South America? I mean, there's their ayahuasca, their ibogaine, is that one?
The ibogaine or the iboga.
Uh-huh.
So ibogaine is really a derivative of iboga. That actually comes from Africa, Gabon. And it's a root. So that's how they use their initiation is with iboga. But it has come, you know, to this continent. They use it a lot in Mexico, and they do use it in South America now.
And that's kind of the ones I know. So I'm just, I don't use these myself. I don't need to. But can you name some of the other ones long as we're throwing it out?
I would say that ayahuasca is the big one.
Uh-huh.
And iboga, of course, everybody's heard of that. But then there's also just some of like LSD. That is also a hallucinogenic. And a lot of people use that in the same way that they might use other hallucinogenics.
Yeah, but that's more of a manufactured.
It is.
Kind of sticking with a natural, or do you want to talk about the manufactured
too? I think they can all be clumped in together because all of them give you a very similar effect.
Right.
And of course, some of these I'm talking only from research and from talking to other people because I've never tried them myself, except for ayahuasca. And then there's the 5-MeO, DMT, which is quite different than than DMT. So there's then just in their compositions. And
peyote.
There's peyote. Yeah. There is San Pedro or Washuma. There's all those different types of, and they all have different energies to them.
Yes.
So that's, I think, why, you know, there's so many different ones and why some people are called to one over another, really based on the fact that they have different energies about them. And we can talk a little bit about those too, just some of the different energies around.
Well,
them.
You know, I'd love, and Jenny knows a lot about this stuff compared to me. And of course, she doesn't know as much as many people because she hasn't taken a lot of them.
Exactly.
But the, you know, this is about putting the information out there. And also, to me, it's also about putting the background information on what the spirits of the medicine are. And we'll go into that in another segment. So is there anything else we want to add about like some of the hallucinogens or
I think those are kind of the big ones. And of course we can, you know, like my goal is to bring out to people's attention so that they can actually do the research around it and come to their own conclusions about what maybe they're drawn to and how they work. We're just giving them a bit of a, you know, just a taste of some of the characteristics of it and how they differ. But I'm by no means an expert on it, only just from being in that arena that you start learning about them. And of course, like I say, I do a lot of research around it.
Yeah. And I would like to start with the differentiating, you know, the natural from the chemical.
Definitely.
Because that's what I'd like to just skip the chemical stuff because that's not natural to the body. You know, of course there's effects, but
yeah, it's really not, but you know, a lot of people have done LSD, which has given them an expansion of their consciousness. And so that's why I think it's worthy to be mentioned.
Sure.
Certainly I would want to do something natural also, but it is worthy of being mentioned because of that.
Yes. Of
course. So I think, when we come back, before we start getting into this, we'll go ahead and take our break.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we'll start getting into all the energies around them and how they're used and some of the particulars and go from there.
Sounds good.
All right. You are listening to Jenny and Todd with Cambo Talk. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. In this all-inclusive retreat, you'll treat your body with breakout sessions in the various elements of nature, enjoy fireside chats while harnessing the healing energy of fire, allow more light with more ease, and activate that connection between the body and spirit. Call 206-931-7356 or visit lynnmbrown.com.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Jenny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Jenny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
All right, well, we're back. I'm Ginny, and here with Todd, and we're Cambo Talk. And today, Todd, you and I are going to talk about the differences between Cambo and the psychedelics.
Yes.
And as we said before, we're not super versed in this. I mean, I have done
ayahuasca.
Except for Cambo. We're super, and I have done ayahuasca. I did go to the jungle a few years ago and do ayahuasca. So I know the difference is there. And of course, I've done some research and talked to a lot of other people who have done other medicines. So, but I always want to put that out there as a disclaimer. I'm not an expert in some of these medicines at all.
Yeah, but we love talking about it because now with the internet, I mean, you can research information on everything and just kind of see what we're talking about. And, you know, that's the goal, right, is to spread information, make this an educational resource for the planet, mostly on Cambo. But Cambo a lot of times is misinterpreted, and our goal is to change that to knowing that this is just a medicine and going through that. So, you know, I'm kind of looking at this stuff, Ginny, as we've talked at the first segment, because folks, we always just come in and start talking. We do not practice.
Right.
Which you probably can tell, so we're sorry.
No big shock to anyone, I'm sure.
But I like to define it as like medicine, you know, one part's medicine, one part is natural, like hallucinogenics, and I would say chemical hallucinogenics. So what would you say about that?
I think that's true. I mean, I think there's chemicals that can, such as LSD and even some of the 5-MeO, DMT is more chemical oriented. And then there's also, and then there's the naturals, like you know, there's the Bufo, and that is 5-MeO DMT also. But it is more natural.
Is ibogaine natural too?
It is.
Yeah.
Well, ibogaine is a derivative of iboga.
Right.
And so they use it specifically.
Is iboga a plant?
It is. It's a root of a plant.
Mm.
And what they do with that is you can know, if you were in Africa, they would have you chew it.
Right.
But now a lot of times at these, there's all kinds of clinics, iboga clinics and ibogaine clinics, because it has been used very effectively for opiate addictions, and people have had great results with it. So they now will grind it up, put it into a capsule.
Interesting.
And using that, but it, you know, it's a different type of scenario, and but it is a natural. It's also natural. And then we go to, you know, ayahuasca and San Pedro and peyote and all those coming from cactus and different plants also.
It's really interesting that a lot of these natural medicines will involve purging, even the hallucinogenics.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it's such a natural part of the body to, like, dispose of or get rid of not just the physical things, but emotional and spiritual
Absolutely.
Aspects.
Exactly.
So I find it like in chemical, you know, I don't think there's a lot of purging involved, but with the natural, there seems to be quite common.
There can be purging with the chemical also. Uh-huh. Now, I'm not as familiar with LSD because I've never even really researched that as much, but the 5-MeO DMT, there is a purging aspect to that too, even the one that is not from the Bufo frog.
Right.
So, you know, there's are some differences, but the thing I would like to talk about a little bit is in building again this foundation is a lot of people think that Cambo is an hallucinogenic. And so I wanted to kind of just talk about the differences between the state with Cambo and with other like DMT, like ayahuasca.
Yes.
So and I can speak on this because I've done both. So ayahuasca, you definitely are kind of going outside of yourself. You know, I always think if you're going outside and you're trying to reach the cosmos and, you know, source and all of that. And so, and you see a lot of psychedelics, a lot of bright colors and movement and, you know, animals that are all colored and snakes and reptiles and all these. And that's truly hallucinogenic because when you open your eyes, you still see that. You still see the colors and everything else when you're taking ayahuasca. And then after a while, after a couple of hours, you will go into the more visionary state where you see visions. And if you open your eyes, they're gone. And that's a little more dreamlike. And so people who have actually had any kind of vision with Cambo, it's completely different because it's more like this altered state. It's more like a dream state. And if you open your eyes, it's gone. And they're very short. And not everybody gets those because, I mean, I've had little, sometimes people will say they saw the eye of the frog. Or they'll see a little hand of the frog in their vision. I remember one time I saw like hundreds of little frogs in my vision, all green frogs. But when I opened my eyes, they were gone. So that's more of a altered state to me, like I say, a little dream state.
So would you say that Cambo is a more internal medicine?
For sure, because in Cambo, we're going inside. We're going deep inside. We're not going outside of ourselves. Like a, like almost all of the hallucinogenics are taking you out there. I always think of we're going out there, and in Cambo we're going inside. And that's the difference to me. Now, like I say, people do have these little snippets with Cambo where they might see a little snippet of where they need to change their life. I just saw this little thing, and it just showed me that I need to do this.
Well, that would make sense if you're going if it's a more internal thing. And of course, I've done Cambo six times, and I certainly can add to that a little bit. Of course, I pass out half the time.
You do. You pass
out. But temporarily, it's like a, for me, that's more of a reset button, and I feel like it resets some things in my system, you know. But I would say, you know, just talking about Cambo, it's much to me, it's more conscious. You know, you're more in control in a way, but medicine overwhelms you. But with hallucinogenics, and I've tried a couple hallucinogenics, nothing in for a long time, but that's more like whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Exactly. That's super true.
Be ready.
I was kind of feeling that way too. The same thing too about some of the hallucinogenics like ayahuasca. I feel like there's a way in which you can kind of control that a bit. You know, like I can kind of direct my journey somewhat. In Cambo, it always feels like the frog is directing that. The spirit of the frog is directing that journey.
Well, we always say trust the medicine.
Trust, yes, exactly. And they have different energies to them. You know, like ayahuasca is very feminine, and they call it, you know, grandma or mother. So it's like the teacher mother. And to me, Cambo is again, like the doctor, they call it Dr. Sita. And it's male and female. It's both. So those are, it's much more complete maybe, and a little more balanced. And then when you do things like ibogaine or iboga is very, it's much more masculine and very, like I always think it's kind of like the source energy, you know, like you're going to the Godhead. And it's very long and drawn out. You can stay under the influence of that for, you know, up to 36 hours. So it's a long, long process. And of course, ayahuasca, you know, you're 4 to 6 hours going through that journey. Cambo, 20 to 40 minutes.
And then you're resting. And you're observing, you know, where you are and what has changed and and feeling better. I mean, everyone seems to feel better. You know, I see a lot of people who, with the hallucinogens, you know, they really can be down for energetically for a couple of days. I wonder why that is. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, what I found, it's quite, for me, it's quite taxing on my body. And I always, I didn't quite understand why I had such dread in drinking the ayahuasca. I mean, there's a way in which I wanted to drink it, but then there was this other way where I felt dread around it. And I think I came to this idea, and this is, just, again, my own idea around this and my own realization, is that the consciousness is almost leaving the body during ayahuasca. That's how I interpret it. And the body doesn't really like that, you know?
Yeah.
It really doesn't. So I think that's where the dread comes in, is that there's, I feel like I'm very disconnected from my body during ayahuasca. And in Cambo, I feel like I'm extremely connected to my body. So I can feel kind of the medicine doing it, or the Cambo doing its work, going through the body. I can see where it's going.
You know, that's an interesting observation, because, you know, the mind, of course, always doesn't like change.
Right.
But I've noticed with Cambo, when I've done it, I, you know, once I am in the process, you may be a little nervous before you start, but when you're in the process, you're just there. You're in the now.
You are really in
the now. And that's an interesting thing to think about, because, on hallucinogens, you're basically going to go along for a ride, but being present is kind of a goal. It's kind of one of the things I like to talk about quite a bit. It's like, why are we always living in the past or the future? Why can't we be now? Because you're basically, if you're in the past, you're living in what you learned, you know, what your mind learned or what you experienced. Yeah. And if you're in the now, you're present with a person, and people can feel that. So it's interesting to me that that's a really fascinating idea, or fascinating reality, that Cambo brings you into that moment.
Yeah, I think that's really true.
Yeah.
And I find that Cambo brings me realizations.
Yes.
When I have done ayahuasca, it really took me months to really integrate, because you're getting all these pictures and visions, and I don't even know what to make of them. And of course, the mind always wants to try to make something of it.
Sure.
And for me, with Cambo, I don't really need to know what it's doing. Number one, it's just going to do what it's doing. I don't need to know. And number two, it's more of a realization. And sometimes like those come very quickly.
Interesting.
So that's just some of the differences between the two of those two. And again, we're talking about those two because they're probably the most well-known. Ayahuasca is
way
more.
And I think it's a wonderful thing to discuss.
Yeah, the difference. And it's something I know more about, I guess, than some of the other medicines. So, well, Todd, we're here at our second break. So when we come back, we're just going to continue our discussion. And I want to find out some of the things that you get on an energetic level and on a psychic level with some of these medicines, also on what your feelings are around them.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, we'll be right back. I'm Jenny, and I'm here with Todd, and we're Cambo Talk.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was, and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation, or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again, because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris, or do it online, or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
All right, we're back. I'm Jenny, and I'm here with Todd, and we're Cambo Talk. And we've been talking about the differences, some of the differences between Cambo and some of the psychedelics.
Yes.
So we've gone through quite a few. And of course, like I say, almost everybody's aware of ayahuasca because there's a big influx of people going down to Peru and doing it. And of course, there's the Santa Daime Church that, particularly in Oregon, that does ayahuasca as part of their ceremony. So most people are very familiar with ayahuasca.
Yeah. So, and that's kind of, and you went on a trip to South America. I think it would be a great, if you would share, you know, that trip.
That's that trip. Yeah. Well, nothing that was never on my bucket list to go to Peru and do ayahuasca.
Well, let's just start with like, what gave you that inspiration?
You know, it's kind of interesting because I really got woke up one morning, very early in the morning. And I think I've told this story before, but I got woke up very early in the morning with a, you know, like a voice saying, "You're going to Peru." And it kind of startled me out of my sleep.
Was it like a sweet voice or like a computer voice?
Yeah. No, it was like, just a voice.
Like
an inner voice. Yeah. But it was very strong. You know, a very strong voice. And I don't know if that was just like a dream or what, but it said, "You're going to Peru." And, you know, it kind of startled me awake. And I thought, you know, I was kind of looking around the room to see if somebody was there because it sounded as though it was outside of me.
Sure.
But, and then I realized, oh, that was just me. And then I kind of started chuckling to myself like, no, I'm not going to Peru.
Did you know what you were going to do at that point?
Not at the time, but... Yeah. I kind of settled back down to go to sleep, and in that, you know, as I was starting to fall back to sleep, because it was super early, it was like 4 a.m., I remembered this this TED Talk that Graham Hancock gave that had been banned from TED Talk on the war against consciousness, and he talked about ayahuasca, and I'd heard that probably a year earlier, and, you know, I was mildly interested in it, but just... I was more interested in the fact that it had been banned. That's why I wanted to hear it.
Yeah, typical human.
And it is a very lovely talk, and he makes a lot of sense about it. So never had in my mind that I would go and do ayahuasca. It just wasn't something I was on my radar.
Okay, so how far after you heard that voice did you decide to go, and where did you go?
Yeah, I ended up 2 months later going to Peru.
Uh-huh.
And so I finally started doing a little bit of research, and really that whole trip is what led me to Cambo.
Yeah, which is fascinating.
Yes, because in researching my trip to Peru, I saw some BBC documentaries, Bruce Perry for one, who he was taking Cambo in the jungle, and it just looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
I was thinking, well, hell no, I'm never doing that. That's the craziest stuff I've ever seen. So I had this real repulsion right away that I am never doing that.
Right.
And so then I went to the jungle, and where I was at, they weren't doing Cambo. We did ayahuasca.
And what tribe did you go?
It wasn't a tribe. It was a family.
Oh, okay.
And it was a full family. They were called the Galindo family. And apparently they're from a long lineage of shaman and had a great reputation, and they worked on donation basis. And for some reason, I was really drawn to that. And it just felt right. Like inside myself, I looked at a lot of centers and couldn't pull the trigger on any of them. But when I saw that one, it just felt really right. And I pulled the trigger, and it was a family. And literally, it was a whole family. There's the mom and the dad and four sons and daughters and then children. And it was really very lovely and felt very safe because of that. So you felt really included and
beautiful.
But we were a long ways out into the jungle. No electricity and no, they had composting toilets and they filtered the water.
And bathed in the river is what I heard.
Yes. Everybody bathed in the river. I did not ever bathe in the river though. I tried a couple of times. I just couldn't do it. I put my toe in the water and I had a toenail polish on and a little fish would come up and kind of nip at them. And I thought, oh, I'm not doing this.
So what did you experience and what did you gain? I mean, because
we started out doing a dieta where you eat certain foods, or mostly you're eliminating certain things. So
sure.
We ate very bland food, no salt, no sugar, no caffeine, no spice. It was very bland. And then we drank the tea from a particular tree that the shaman there dieted all the time.
Right.
And we drank that every night around 5:30, and that caused a huge disruption in my energy field. So
interesting.
You know, you don't feel very well, you're purging out. And on all levels, it just had a disruption. And so for a couple of days we started that. And then on the third night we started taking, doing the ayahuasca ceremonies.
Uh-huh.
And the first couple were just horrendous for me. I just felt horrible. My head hurt, my body ached. I didn't know what to think of it because I'd never really experimented with even marijuana. I just didn't know anything of what could be happening. So it was a pretty big shift
from nothing to ayahuasca in the jungle.
Yeah, it was huge. And by the third time though that I took it, I started feeling better. So uh-huh. I didn't have the headache and the body aches and
what would they attribute the headaches to? Was there a discussion on them?
And I think it was just the purging and all the toxins coming out. So after a few days where we had been purging and doing the top, you know, like we all had, downward purges and we had upward purges and we sweated and all these different things, it just started feeling better. So it was able to be a little more present to the process. And there were 12 of us and we did 6 ceremonies in that 10 days.
Wow.
And it was pretty amazing, actually. It was something so outside of myself. And I always looked at it that it wasn't really about going and taking ayahuasca. It was really about the journey of getting outside of my own fears.
Yes.
I'm just traveling by myself. You know, it took me 30 hours to get there and not even knowing anything or anybody. And it felt very important that I do this by myself, having that journey on my own to just get out of my own fear.
So, you know, after 6 sessions, I mean, how did you feel? What did you notice in yourself?
Well, I don't really like the psychedelics. So that first couple hours, there's a lot of bright colors and uh-huh. It always feels like there's a freight train going off in my head and then movements. I just don't enjoy those. After the first couple of hours, when the psychedelics kind of subside, then there's beautiful visions. And I really loved the visions. So it kind of paid off. But the first couple hours are always really difficult for me. And by the time we got to the last set, and I could take very little bit of the medicine. I'm super sensitive to it and still get a great, great ride on it. But I think once we left and went home, it took a little while for me to integrate all that, all the things that I saw and did. And eventually we took salt again. And so every day it's hot and we're not taking salt or any of those things. So we're detoxing and we're very tired because of no salt. So we just lay around in hammocks all day till the ceremony at night. So it was really nice and relaxing in that way. But we were all going through our purges on all different levels. So going home though, it really did take me quite a while to get through that, to make sense of it, to put it all into some context. And
well, I'm sure you needed this experience because, as I mentioned earlier, you know, Jenny is very kind of church lady, which is we're not picking on church lady, but you know, somebody who's very proper and wonderful in that respect. And so I think from a psychic point of view, you really needed to get out of your comfort zone,
which
is what ayahuasca did. But then you said, well, ayahuasca brought me to Cambo. So what happened?
Well, I started researching iboga. Because I thought, well, that would be the next step. And I researched that a lot and found a place I was wanting to go to in Costa Rica. But I could never really pull the trigger on it. And I questioned that, why I couldn't pull the trigger on it.
Sure.
And eventually, it was right after the first of the year. I remember it. And you know how you're getting all excited about the new year and what you're going to do. And there was that voice again saying, you're going to do Cambo. And I was like, what? Because I thought I had
had researched Cambo at this point or not?
Not a lot. No, I'd only watched some of the films. And,
sure.
But once I got that message, I started researching it quite a bit. And I thought I had to go back to the jungle to do it. But there was a practitioner in LA and I ended up going to him. And so the first time I took that medicine or the Cambo, he put the Cambo on and it started going through my body. I knew this medicine or this secretion, this feeling. It's like I knew something about this that I couldn't explain. And I knew then that I wanted to be a Cambo practitioner. I wanted to be able to do this also for people.
Yes.
My daughter came with me. And so that was the beginning. And, you know, the rest is just the story of how I got here. But it was quite different. And I loved the way Cambo worked because it wasn't that psychedelic. I felt myself go internal and I felt it being the doctor. And the realizations were soft but very powerful.
And I think that's why, like psychically and energetically, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the medicines in the next segment, you know, getting into the now. I mean, that's we are all so distracted. And I see a lot of this actually with the hallucinogens. People end up doing them over and over and over and over and every week. And I want to talk about that quite a bit because I see a real issue with it from a psychic and energy point of view. So if it's okay, you know, you can ask me some questions in the next segment. And I just feel like I'd love to hear more of the story too, but we have limited time.
Yeah.
So I guess in the next segment.
Yeah, we'll talk about it then.
Yeah.
So you're listening to Cambo Talk with Jenny and Todd. We'll be right back.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Jenny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Jenny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio, featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
All right, we're back.
Yes.
I'm Ginny, and I'm here with Todd. We're Cambo Talk. We've been talking today about Cambo versus the psychedelics.
Yes.
And one of the things, Todd, I want to mention before we go further down the line here is that, you know, we keep talking and referring to Cambo as a medicine. But of course, it really is not a medicine in the Western terms.
Right.
So it's really a healing substance from the forest. I think we call it medicine because, you know, that's what they call it in the forest, and because it does have this healing effect
right.
for people. I mean,
and it's also kind of a common word, you know, like my grandmother's chicken soup, I would call medicine.
Yeah, the books.
But we do have to differentiate.
We do,
you know, and it's important that we tell you that this is a secretion and it is a natural secretion. So yes.
It really is, and I think that's not so that there's really clear that we're not confusing anybody that this is not like a pharmaceutical drug medicine. It's like you say in the Western terms, it is not that medicine.
Yeah.
So for lack of a better term, we call it medicine because that's the way they refer to it.
And I would call sitting in the sunshine medicine too,
or,
you know, going through a waterfall on a sunny day medicine.
Yeah.
So, you know, please take our terms a little bit loosely. We are what we are. We're human beings and we're trying to define the verbiage as much as possible. So yeah, great.
I mean, there's a way in which it's really hard to define exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that it's a secretion from a frog, but it's super hard to define what it really is. Other than, I mean, we can say it's got the peptides and the, you know, all the ingredients that's been identified, but it's really hard to put a term to it. I think that's why we have a tendency to want to use the term medicine.
Well, what should we call it then?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, it certainly is a, you know, I use secretion.
Maybe a natural?
Yeah.
Something?
I mean, I guess that's as good as anything, a natural secretion. I don't know. Maybe we'll ask the spirit of the frog to tell us what it wants to be called.
It's the spirit of the frog, whatever. Well, we do need to come up with a term that's not going to be misused or misinterpreted. I think that's important.
Yeah, I think so too.
And that's why we're talking about it. We just don't want to be misinterpreted. We are giving information and you research it and see what calls to you. And that's how it works.
I think in some ways that's really important, that what we're doing here is we're giving information so that it can hopefully prompt you to do your own research.
Yes.
Around it. And so, again, I just wanted to make that clarification before we went any further.
Beautiful.
Down the line. So we've been talking, I just got through telling you about my experience and how I kind of got led to Cambo. And so I think what I really like to do, I know there's a lot of other medicines that we've kind of just touched on some of them. So hopefully people can do some of the research around them and get their own thoughts around it. But I'd like to go to some of the, you know, energetics that you get when we talk about the medicines.
Yeah.
I think that would be really interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, right at the, before the break, I just observed that there's a lot of people, who just continue using ayahuasca, or they go from ayahuasca to Ibogaine, or, you know, and I see everything in energy. And, you know, this program's really been about Cambo and the base. And I find that that's what I want to do. I want to support Cambo because it's to me, it's a very valuable tool that can help you not only get into the now, but also, in my viewpoints, heal and kind of clear out some things or show you some things, mirror things that you need to focus on.
Yeah, I think what it does, the thing that I love about Cambo, and probably, I mean, it does so many things that you could probably talk forever around it. But the thing I really love is how it kind of brings you into alignment to your true self. And I think that's a really powerful process. When we can become our true selves, because there's a way in which we have a lot of personas and sometimes we just don't live our true, who we truly are based on just our own conditioning.
And just following up on that, it's like, why do people continue, in my observation, keep going on the hallucinogens over and over and over, trying to get to, you know, open up their systems or get somewhere? And then people who do Cambo tend to be called to it. You know, they will experience Campbell, they'll go through the process and then they're like, oh, I don't need that again. Even for me, like I think it's been 8 to 10 months and I'm a little tricky, honestly, because I have direct contact to the medicine and the beings behind the medicine. And when I feel like there's something I need to shift, I can almost go to the medicine and energetically do that. But most people can't. They continue to reach out for either Cambo or hallucinogens. And I just like the idea and the reality that Cambo seems to be quite stable. You mm-hmm. need it when you need it.
Yeah.
You don't have to continue the process of going down these roads of keep searching for another way to kind of open up your spirit. And honestly, from a psychic point of view, you know, why would you do that? And from an energy point of view, when I look at people who have done a lot of hallucinogenics, and this is, of course, how I see things because I'm tied into a lot of different intuitive systems and dimensional systems, I always see a bit of a cost with hallucinogenics. And that's kind of what I'd like to talk about.
Yeah, I think about when you talk about taking how you should take Cambo, you know, we suggest 10 to 12 times a year as a practitioner for sure. But some people might, you know, take quite a bit in a short period of time, just working on something very specific, and then they may not take it again for 6 months. And then they may get to a point where they're taking it once a year, just as a top off, you know, to get that feel good. You know, I find that when I need to take Cambo, I kind of get a little tap on the shoulder. I start feeling it. And then if I ignore that little tap, then it starts feeling like this racehorse is behind me trying to, you know, holding back to move forward.
Sure.
So I agree with you 100%. I think people really get called to take Cambo. And in some ways, maybe they do others, but it's much more experimental with some of the other medicines than it is Cambo. Cambo, I feel like people are really called to it.
Yeah.
It's very interesting to me how that works. So I wait when people show up, they will tell me all their stories about how they were called. You know, either they came across it by accident or they see all these frogs and there's just always stories. So just to throw that in too.
Sure.
Of how it all works.
Beautiful.
So we talked a little bit about some of the energetics that you were seeing. What's some of the energetics that you might see with Cambo?
I mean, Cambo, you know, what I like to look at when I'm looking at a medicine is not only the medicine, the energetics of it, but also the alignment. Mm-hmm. I'm a big proponent on, you know, living from your own higher self and living from your own intuition system. And it's kind of what I teach and what I do in all my sessions. Let's talk about your intuition system, how it works. What are your intuition systems? So when I look at Cambo, for instance, there's a really high dimensional being attached to it, which gives me the idea and the knowing that this is a evolutionary medicine. And that's a big subject, isn't it?
It is.
And we have about a minute left, so we can't really tap into that at this point. But when I look at some of the other hallucinogenic medicines, they are not as high level spirit-wise. When I say dimensions, everything's energy. We know all that from physics. But certain spirits will be higher energy spirits or higher vibrational spirits. Mm-hmm. So I would say that when I look at Cambo, it's a very high vibrational medicine. And being that it's evolving, there's an alignment, which means it can take you further. And that's about the most I can say in this short period of time.
Yeah, I know there's a lot to be said about that. And so we'll probably touch on that as time goes on.
Yeah.
But we're getting close to the end of our hour. It goes by so fast, and there's always so much to talk about. But I do want to talk about next week. We're actually going to have a guest on who has taken to give their testimony about how Cambo has helped them and some of their experiences with it. So I'm pretty excited about that. I want to mention again our websites. If you have any questions, you can go to cambokiss.com.
Or Todd Rolson, R-O-H-L-S-S-O-N.com.
Yeah, and I also want to mention that we've got the Cambo Renewal Retreat coming up here at the end of the month. So if anybody is interested, please get a hold of me at cambokiss.com.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll be back next week. Thanks so much, Todd. And you have been listening to Cambo Talk with Jenny and Todd. We'll see everybody next week.
Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Cambo Talk Radio with Jenny Rutherford and Todd Rolson. We hope you enjoyed the lively discussion of Cambo and the astounding results it manifests. Cambo medicine is truly magical, and Jenny is a powerful guide to total wellness. To find out more about this sacred medicine from the Amazon rainforest and its amazing benefits, visit cambokiss.com. That's K-A-M-B-O-kiss.com.